Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. Jim Hunter, talk some Orioles with him. Birds going for the sweep against the White Sox coming up at 2:10 after holding off Chicago yesterday. American League East and beyond. Coming up at 12:45, final couple weeks of the regular season. Things are getting zany in these wild card chases for sure. But right now, let's count some dough, man. Where's that buy or sell?
Well, the Dow's up 262. S&P's down 10. NASDAQ's down 114. DraftKings is down 23 cents. Under Armour's up 19 cents to $4.87.
I keep saying I'm going to get back in, but oh no, I don't do it for some reason.
Starting in the NFL today, where Ashton Jeanty, his transition to the NFL has not been as smooth as we anticipated. Just 81 yards through two games and only picking up 2.7 per carry. I mean, that's way off of what his track record has shown. But Pete Carroll, well, he's adamant about this being a process for his rookie and knows that better results are coming. The biggest detriment, though, recently has been really the lack of balance between the run and pass. We thought, and a lot of people out there also thought, that this was supposed to be a run-heavy offense to begin with. Now they've gone the complete opposite direction, with Geno Smith attempting 77 passes between weeks 1 and 2. Vinny, buy or sell, Jeanty's breakout will finally come this Sunday against the Commanders defense.
I'll buy it. I mean, watching him in college, he was spectacular, you know, and slow start, getting a feel for it, you know, maybe. But, I mean, look at Judkins. Judkins had practiced one time, and then he didn't – no OTAs, no training camp, nothing, and comes in and looks, like, legit.
Yeah, Mike Harmon kind of called it, said he took a lot of hits at Boise and already seeing Trent Richardson comparisons.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah. Don't like that.
No.
Let's go a little over to college football here. Just a few weeks into the season, coaches already being fired, including Virginia Tech's Brent Pry. Who replaces him in the long term will be interesting. But one former alum is already having his name included in the early rumor mill, talking about Michael Vick, who being linked to the job despite being in the first year of his first ever year coaching in his career. He's the head man at Norfolk State. Now, he's trying to downplay it, says his focus is on his current school. But, Bob, are you buying or selling that Vic will end up as a serious candidate for the Virginia Tech job?
I'm selling it for now.
Yes.
I mean, get a little thing rolling at Norfolk before you start trying to level up. Like Dion, he had Travis Hunter from day one. So he had him and Shador. I mean, he had NFL-ready guys that he took with him to Colorado. And, you know, right now for old Dion, things aren't going all that great with the Buffaloes. But if Michael Vick proves he can recruit and win, then he would be absolutely the candidate. You know, Shane Bieber wouldn't be all that bad.
I don't think they could get him.
Yeah, exactly. But, boy, because there's – you can win. Frank did it for years. You can win in Blacksburg, but they have really bottomed out for sure.
Go over to the Ravens here. Zay Flowers has been fed the ball early and often this season, 20 targets in two games, and he's taken advantage, over 200 yards and a touchdown. Now, we already know that he was one of Lamar's preferred targets in this offense, but just like last year, a lot of other mouths to feed, so we anticipated more of an even distribution of the ball. But so far, Zay's been the guy. Really nothing for the tight ends at all, and the other receivers just get what you can, I guess. Buy or sell, Vinny, Flowers will become just the fourth player in Ravens history to accumulate 150 targets in a season, joining Derek Mason, Mark Andrews, and Michael Jackson.
Ah,
I'll buy it, but I think some of his targets will go down when Likely comes back, because a lot of those quick screens and all those are kind of plays for Likely that Zay's getting. Right now, I mean, you want the ball in Zay's hands because, you know, he's been the most productive guy. And I think that's what, you know, Todd Monken's seeing. That's what Lamar's seeing, you know, so get it to him.
The big thing I've noticed with him, and he even mentioned it, I think, after the week one performance against Buffalo, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's just going downfield. None of this shifting back and forth. Oh, maybe there's a little more yards over here. No, it's just nose north and south. Once I get the ball in my hands, it's upfield. None of this dancing around.
To your point, watching the game with my cousin Al Sunday, when he was doing get as much as you can, I was like, if that was Hollywood Brown, he would have hit the deck about 2 seconds after he caught the ball.
No question.
Especially he would have caught it like a punt, too. Yeah. He trapped the ball against his chest.
That was watching that play where he came back on that one. That's a phenomenal play because, you know, I mean, he beats that receiver or DB back and stuff. It was phenomenal play, great catch, and a great play by Lamar, too. He's getting tackled as he's throwing it.
Last topic of the day deals with the Orioles. Tyler Wells on the mound for this afternoon's finale against the White Sox, his third start of the season. And those previous two have been great, probably everything we could have hoped for in his return from a significant injury. First time out against the Padres, 5 innings, 2 runs allowed. Then last time against the Pirates, 6 2/3, just 1 run allowed. Keep an eye on that pitch count for him in the return from injury. Threw 85 pitches in his first outing, 89 in the second. Buy or sell, Bob, assuming that Wells is on his game, Mancelino will let him push his pitch count to 100 today.
I'm going to sell. Sell it! I thought you were going to say, should he be the closer next year, which is...
Easy buy.
Yeah, leading in that direction, you know. You add a couple of guys. Logan Gilbert could be available, who won last night for Seattle, who's won, 10 in a row, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But I'm going to sell that. I don't know. I'm selling.
Right. I mean, why push it?
Yeah,
really.
If there's 11 games left, he'll get one more start, right?
Maybe two. I got to see how it shakes out. Yeah. I know I was looking at Kramer after last night. He'll get one more start.
Yeah, here we go. Against the Yankees starting tomorrow. Povich, Rogers, Sagano, Bradish. So he'll go in 5 days. Don't make me do math.
Mm-hmm. And
two
then that's
tops.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's probably just the one then because they are 6-man.
Right. So there you go. So this could be it. I'd say no. Don't do it. I'm selling. He'll make it happen, but we'll find out at 2:10 when the game starts going for the sweep. The Birds, speaking of the Orioles, talk to Jim Hunter about that. American League East report, all the zaniness going on in baseball as we're winding down the regular season. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock as the Ravens get ready for the Lions. We've got tomorrow's game. Buffalo, big favorites against Miami. Could this be the swan song for Mike McDaniel? Mm-hmm. Ryan Wilson, we'll talk about that with him at 1:15, CBSSports.com. And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens' defense. How much of it was the defense or a hapless Cleveland offense?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.